We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Which kind of leads us to our little talk here with Chris Powell, because Chris is on and we are going to talk to him about some of his latest work. Chris, of course, writes a column in the Journal Inquirer, and this, you know, you do have a kind of crime story you wrote about just a couple of days ago, or generally a crime trend. One of the things is, and I suppose in some ways it's probably a good thing. I mean, it saves money, does it not? If you have fewer people in prison, because it's very expensive to keep people in prison. And so the Malloy administration, with Michael Lawler and others, decided, well, we're going to start cutting down on the population. And then what happened? Chris Powell is here to tell you the story. Some of these guys are not rehabilitated.
Hey, Ray.
Good morning.
The controversy about the declining prison population in Connecticut, I think, has kind of missed the point. The governor's administration was often criticized for these risk reduction credits they gave prisoners that allow them to reduce their sentences, and there were a few of those guys who did reduce their sentences who quickly came out and committed more violent crimes, though I think those were more aberrations than really policy results of the program.
Right.
The problem I have with the reduction of the prison population, Ray, is it does not involve the guys who get out on these risk reduction credits. It involves the guys who've got long, long criminal records who just get out when each of their sentences expires and just keep committing more crimes. Guy from East Hartford was arrested the other day in a murder.
Quite a record.
In Hartford, he's got a bunch of felony and serious misdemeanor convictions, including robbery and repeat criminal possession of a firearm. He's been a career drug dealer, and now he, if the police are right, he's graduated to murder. There's a guy who just got a suspended sentence in Vernon for, I guess, manslaughter, got reduced to negligent homicide. He's got more than two dozen convictions, and most of them are not serious. My point simply is that we got a lot of guys in Connecticut who are simply incorrigible according to their long record, and I just don't know why we keep fooling around with them. We really ought to have a three strikes or even a 10 strikes law that just acknowledges that these guys are not capable of living in a decent society, and they really are going to be better off in prison for life. Now, we do have a mechanism by which prosecutors can try to send chronic offenders away longer, but it's really not used much. Prosecutors are always inclined to plea bargain everything away.
Yeah.
I think we've got to put something like this into statute just to require it. Maybe three felony convictions is not enough, but when you see people all the time with these dozen or 20, sometimes 30 convictions, and they're still out, you have to wonder what the hell are we doing here? And I think that's the real problem with the declining prison population. It's not so much the risk reduction credits; it's that we don't put the chronics away for good.
Yeah, I think you do have a right to rehabilitation, and some of the things they put in place actually could probably help with that. And I think there are a lot of guys in prison that are probably there maybe for too long. But, I mean, the point is, you're right. When you've got a guy who's got, long as your arm, a record, long as a CVS receipt, I mean, that tells me that there's something wrong. You got to look at these guys a little more carefully.
Yeah. I think the associated reform is to do more along the lines of what we've been doing with drug decriminalization. I mean, that has failed. And if you don't push people down the path of crime with drug criminalization in the first place. There's not going to be as many people broken in prison. Anybody who gets sent to prison for more than 6 months or so is likely to turn into a pretty, you know, broken and handicapped person. But, you know, when the system gives somebody, you know, a dozen, 20, 30 convictions and is still playing this game, that's crazy. Okay.
Well, one other thing you brought up, because the legislative session, the governor tomorrow will be doing his, governor-elect, be doing his basically state of the state, opening address, whatever it is, and then, of course, talking to the legislature. And you have a point that you put in just a couple of days ago. You're hoping for maybe reform, and you have the story of Alexandra Bergstein, who was, I think, the first Democrat voted out of Greenwich for, well, ever. And apparently she's getting some heat.
Yeah, she is the first Democrat, to be elected senator from Greenwich in a long time. Connecticut Mirror had a very interesting story the other day, saying that Bergstein had called for reform in the state pension system, and said that you got to have bold reform, not these little
patch jobs,
temporary fixes. Yeah. And Bergstein told the mayor that she'd gotten a call from another newly elected Democratic Senator, Julie Kushner of Danbury, who's a former leader of the Working Families Party, which is really just a mechanism of the government employee unions to keep Democrats in line if they aren't taking union orders. And Bergstein said, Kushner said that the government employees took offense to her Bergstein's characterization of the pension reforms as temporary little fixes. And Bergstein continued in the mirror that she apologized to Kushner for giving that much offense to the government employee unions. And I'm sure that was Bergstein's introduction to the party that she joined back in April. That
You get primaried. That's what's going
to
happen.
But, it's you've got to serve the unions first. You don't serve the public first, and don't think of any reform that might impair the privileges of the of the unions. And so she apologized for saying stuff that really wasn't offensive at all.
Chris, I got to go, but hey, it's great. Journal Happy New Year, by the way. JournalInquirer.com is where you go. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Frank.
All right, bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.